The guests were getting uncomfortable. But I didn't care. Technically, Hugh had been right. The plumber had two arms, but we weren't in a courtroom and there was no punishment for a little exaggeration. People like mental pictures. It gives them something to do besides just listen. Hadn't we been through this? Instead of backing me up, he'd made me out to be a liar, and oh, I hated him for that. Once he destroyed my credibility with the one-armed plumber, it was pretty much over as far as the rubber hand was concerned. The guests weren't even thinking plastic anymore. They were thinking actual working hands made of flesh and bone and muscle. The mental picture had been erased, and they'd never understand that a hand is defined by its movement rather than its shape. The chefs had fingernails, creases. You probably could have read the palms, but it was pink and stiffish, like a false hand you might use when teaching a dangerous animal to shake. I don't know how it attached or where, but I'm fairly certain he could take it off without too much trouble. While sitting there, just the two of us, waiting for blind people who never showed, I imagined how the hand might look positioned on a bedside table, if that was where he kept it. There was probably no point in wearing it to bed. The thing wasn't helpful in any way. The fingers didn't open and close. It was just a deception, like a hairpiece or a false eyelash. The dinner conversation droned on, but the evening was already shot. Anyone could see that. In another few minutes, the guests would look at their watches and say something about their babysitter. Coats would be retrieved, and we'd stand in the hallway saying goodbye again and again as they made their way down the stairs. I would clear the